Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Restaurant owners, we need you. Register your restaurant now at 937thefan.com to become part of our Dine and Donate Week supporting the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank starting on March 17th through the 23rd. You can join us. That's today, I believe, is the 17th. Am I right about that?
Yes, St. Yes. Patrick's Day.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
You can join us at various local restaurants, including Bubba's Gourmet Burgers, three locations, Albero Verde, and more, with part of food sales going to our Feed the Need Radiothon. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzy, is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Bob, you got a better candidate than Malzy?
No, at this point. But that's your de facto pick every time. So, you know, I understand. But no, I don't have any. I was trying to look through Twitter to find some, but I haven't seen so many so far.
All right. Well, Malzy's always a good choice. And Limits, you have a message for the people, do
yes,
you not?
Bob, we're very excited for this. Everyone can join Pomp and Joe on Wednesday, March 19th. That's 2 days away. We'll broadcast at Baseball Car Castle in Cranberry for our special Giant Eagle Feed the Need broadcast. You'll be able to call to bid on special items, with proceeds going to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So you can support us right now by texting NEED, N-E-E-D, to 50155, and all the details are at 937thefan.com. Very exciting for Wednesday.
I love that. 1 year, he literally rolled out a red carpet, the general did, for Ron and I, and we didn't, for some reason, I didn't pick up on it, that there was an actual red, I thought it was just part of the normal store, but he rolled out a red carpet.
He went over and above for you.
God only knows what he's going to do for you, Bob. I don't know. It's going to be gigantic.
I'm looking forward to going there because it's been a while. We've talked about it. I've never done it. So.
Yeah, it's fantastic. What's Cooking brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Jerry Dulac, if Aaron Rodgers goes elsewhere, what are the Steelers' next QB options? I just got a tweet from somebody saying, are you getting sick of Steeler quarterback talk? Now? No. I mean, maybe like, you know, in the middle of, I don't know, February or something, but now it's heating up. Are you kidding me? We're sitting here waiting if Aaron Rodgers is going to choose the Steelers. They just brought back Mason Rudolph. Mr. Unlimited is still out there. And who knows who they might get if nobody wants them. So Jerry is throwing out some suggestions here, or some things he thinks, you know, are at least imaginable.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
That guy is one of them, although, as he says, it's become apparent the team is not in any hurry to bring back Russell Wilson right now. He said the only viable trade that makes sense would be to acquire players such as Kirk Cousins, who the Falcons have decided to keep on their roster. That decision triggered a $10 million roster bonus Cousins would be owed for the 2026 season. And of course, Rudolph back on a two-year, $8 million deal. Bob, I don't know what they do. He says, Dulac says they're going to draft a guy, but not probably not in the first round. He says he'll be surprised if that happens. I won't necessarily be surprised. But where do they go beyond Rodgers and Wilson? Jameis Winston, is he still out there?
I wouldn't do that, but there are options. You mentioned Marcus Mariota, Joe Flacco. You know, I really would have taken Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Just because. At least he's – I want guys with potential upside, which is why I was so interested in keeping Justin Fields. But if they draft someone in the third or fourth round to be a quarterback, I don't think it's the eventual franchise quarterback they'll be looking for. I think that person will be taken next year.
I'm not so sure about that.
I just think they're going to have a lot of extra surplus in draft capital. They can move a little bit around. And if they see someone they like to move up 5, 6, 10 spots the way they did with Devin Bush, they may be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about a third-round pick this year, almost like you have to take a quarterback. I don't think you take one this year or next year if you don't like him. I mean,
no, if you don't like him, you don't take him. But if you think potentially a guy like Howard out of Ohio State,
I think
or
they like
yours,
Jackson Dart.
I think a lot of people like Jackson Dart. Right,
I don't have any knowledge of that. I should say I hope they like Jackson Dart.
They may not, or they may say we're not doing that at the expense of this. We need this for now to help this position.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things in play here, but this quarterback situation, I have a feeling, is going to carry into next year. We're going to be in the same kind of situation, which is why you got to get it figured out sooner rather than later if you can.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And he also, Jerry, talks about Mason Rudolph and says, despite past indecision and even more reluctance with their former third-round choice, the Steelers think Rudolph showed them enough at the end of the 2023 season to be an effective, albeit temporary, starter. Why didn't they just bring him back last year then? If they thought that.
Yeah, I thought if that's how they felt, they should have done that last year. They had every opportunity to do it, and they didn't.
And he says that might seem hard to believe based on the way they've treated Rudolph in the past. I've never bought this one, Bob, the alleged mistreatment of Mason Rudolph.
No, he had plenty of opportunities to get in there. And I did think, though, because of the way he ended that 2 years ago, that run that got three wins into the playoffs, I thought he would be back. Maybe not as a starter, but he would get a contract from them, and he didn't.
I mean, I think they were pretty good to Mason Rudolph. They drafted him. That's the first thing. Moved up to draft him. He got his chance when Ben went down, and even got a chance later in the year after he was horrible in the Cleveland game, the night that Myles Garrett attacked him, then was horrible in a Cincinnati game right after that and got benched. They still brought him back later in the year. and I believe gave him a start against the Jets with the playoffs on the line.
Yeah, he did well in that game, I thought.
And he got hurt.
He got
and
hurt.
Had to bring back in Ducks. Right. So I don't know that I would have given him another chance after what happened that year and how bad he was in those two games, but they did. And then when they brought him in a couple years ago, with the whole Pickett stuff going on, he played a really good game. They didn't have to bring him back. Tomlin could have justified, hey, Pickett's our starter. He got hurt. He's coming back into the lineup. They let Mason go right in through the playoff game, played the playoff game. Where is all the mistreatment of Mason Rudolph? Not to mention, Tomlin went above and beyond to defend Mason Rudolph when Myles Garrett accused him of uttering a racial slur, and Tomlin essentially said, that did not happen. I would know if that happened, he said. He went on Stephen A. Smith and said, that did not happen.
Right. No, he totally defended him. And, you know, I was surprised that they just let him walk to Tennessee. I thought they'd create a spot for him. That's all.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a starter spot. At the time, they didn't know what was going to happen there.
Yeah.
Then the Kenny Pickett stuff fell apart, and all of a sudden, now they're revamping the entire quarterback room.
They also, by the way, gave him $3 million to stand around with a clipboard. And if him or his agent were stupid enough to believe that after they signed Mitch Trubisky and drafted a guy in the first round, that Mason Rudolph was going to get a legit chance to start that year, they were out of their minds. You don't sign a free agent and then draft somebody in the first round and find a way to stage you can't have a legitimate three-man competition in camp. So I'm not buying that one either.
No.
And now he's back, and he's back for one reason, because they've been rejected and because they're desperate. That's why.
And because of it, he gets a two-year deal for $8.5 million. Good for him. He might end up being the starter on opening day. And if that's the case, that's fine. If it gets down to this and that's where we are, so be it. See what he does. You know you're going to draft quarterbacks in the next year and two,
right.
Maybe both years. And that's the most important thing you got to figure out. I am not of the belief. And by the way, this Jerry seemed to suggest that the Aaron Rodgers deal is not a two-year deal. It's a one-year deal.
One year. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
Yeah. He also said it's not about money, but I'm inferring from all that it could be about term.
Could be about term. It could be about I still think money is a big factor. If he's going to get paid, he wants to get whatever he can get for his final rodeo. So I do think money is still an issue.
Yeah. And the other thing with Rudolph is that he made $10 million here. He's a fringe quarterback. This is life on the fringe. They draft a guy, he's ahead of you. They bring in Aaron Rodgers, he's ahead of you. They sign even Mitch Trubisky in free agency, he's ahead of you. That's life as a fringe athlete in professional sports.
There's nothing wrong with being a fringe athlete making $10 million,
I can
tell you that.
Right.
Because in the real world in which we live, that goes a long way.
Thank you, Bob. Good night.
Good night. See you, Joe. Bye, Austin.
Bye. See ya.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.